Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, the irony that Trump had been elected Speaker of the House on January the 6th. That was last Friday. I got to admit, I hoped for that. I did. I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. He was successful in most of his legislation outside of stupid COVID nonsense. Cheated out of the presidency for his second term. But he would have control over Congress. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had time to recharge your batteries. Let me put it to you this way. There was not a shortage of stuff to be concerned about over the weekend, because here's what I will guarantee you. The Democrats have plotted against you and still plot against you. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be out golfing. You could be out fishing, boating, skinny dipping in your backyard, doing chores, honeydews. Doesn't matter. Vacationing. Democrats are out to get you. Anyway, last week, multiple votes failed to get McCarthy in, and the fight became ridiculous. It became so much fun to watch. And here's the main reason why it was funny to me. Because McCarthy thought it was a foregone conclusion. This guy, since he was a knee-high to a grasshopper, said, I want to be Speaker of the House one day. Yeah, I just got to be Speaker of the House. And he has been kissing butt and kissing babies, and who knows in what order, all the whole while trying to finagle his way into power. These people love their power. See? Jim Jordan didn't want it. That's why you know Jim Jordan's a good guy. Donald Trump didn't want the presidency. That's why you know he deserved it. Whether you like him or not, I'm just telling you, those are the facts. I don't have a dog in the fight. For all I care, Jim Jordan may want to run for president one day. I met Jim. He's a great guy. I'm having him come in for an event. I don't have a dog in the fight, man. You know what I care about? I care about your passion for stuff. What do you care about? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. Her daughter is dating a guy, and she says to me, Kevin, he's a nice guy. And I said, well, maybe she needs to see some of her friends that have nicer guys that, you know, that are more ambitious. She says, the problem is her friends are dating losers. But this guy, in the scheme of life, he's not a good guy. He's not ambitious. He's boring. He's 21 years old. He doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to do the things that 20-year-olds do. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, you know, but what should he be doing? Going out and throwing up every weekend? No, man, he needs to be going out. When I was 21, I wanted to be in the club. When I was 51, I didn't want to be in the club because I would have been the old dude in the club. At 21, you're supposed to be clubbing. You're supposed to be out there living life and making mistakes. What I told her is this. If he won't live life now and make mistakes, he's going to make them down the road. Because you got to make mistakes. Anyway, we were talking about this, about passion. And I said to her, I said this to my sisters. I said it to all my female cousins. And I said it to all any woman that I gave a crap about. I said, look. The guy you like at 18, you won't like at 22. The guy you like at 22, you won't like at 25. The guy you like at 25, you probably won't like at 30. So wait till you're 30. I mean, that doesn't mean don't date. The guys don't understand what they're about. One of my friends said this. She says, Kevin, I dated a guy in high school when I was 16 years old, and it was the best thing that could have happened. She said, I had zero passion for him. But he kept me away from all the other guys that I might have had passion for who would have been bad for me. So she was lucky to find a guy who was just a nice guy. But the minute she got to college, she'd even know who this dude was. Yo, you listening to me? You paying attention up in her? You better be. And if you got some daughters, let them listen to this. This is a program for everybody. Everybody up in here going to learn something today. Everybody's singing the blues. You can't leave it till you sing the blues.
anyway, passion. What do we want? We want people that have passion. I have a dry cleaner that when you show him a stain, he's like, oh, let me look at this. What you do? What you eat? I think it's ketchup. Ketchup or barbecue sauce? There's a difference, Kevin. I go, not with ketchup. And he analyzes it. And he puts a little tag on it to show, you know, this is what I'm going to look at later. And I don't know whether does he go and get the JAMA? Does he go get the Journal of American Medical Association and look at my spot and figure out what he's going to do with it? And surgically remove it? I don't know. But I love that little Asian man says, Kevin, what you eat? What you do? Where were you? He's analyzing like Columbo. He already knows the culprit. He just wants me to make some guesses. Love my Asian for dry cleaner. Are you kidding me? It's like him. Also teach karate in backup studio. I'm just kidding. I don't know if he teaches karate. But he does. I'm not kidding. He looks at when you bring in a stain, he looks out here. If the neck of your shirt is too dark, my son with a little funky butt wore one of my shirts to prom, and it came back just dirt. The neck was dirty. And I'm like, what you do, man? Go roll around in the dirt. So I get to Mr. Kim, and he's like, someone not take shower when wear shirt. I'm like, hey, the lazy man, oh, let me come back there and do some kung fu on you. And I told him, my son wore that shirt, and I don't know if he cleaned himself, but he was sweating, and they were dancing and all that, so leave me alone. But here, back to passion. I keep going off. I don't care what it is you do. You should show passion. But the passion can't be, I'm determined to be, this is what I'm ordained to be. The passion needs to be you've earned it. You've demonstrated that you're going to represent your clients, in the case of Mr. Kim. You're going to represent your clients to the best of your ability. You know, when I bring that stain in and he looks at it, he's like, it isn't about him, like he's going to make the dry cleaning Hall of Fame. He doesn't care who knows except me. When he got a stain out one time, I'm not lying. I didn't think he got it. So I'm like, man, I think it's ruined. I'll figure out. You tell me, what was he? I think it was wine. Man, this dude got some wine out of a favorite pair of slacks of mine, and that's what hooked me. Now, he lost some slacks one time, and they act like they didn't know. And then I said, you lost them, that's okay. 2 weeks later, they found them, called me up, and it was a whole different deal. Kim and I were on the same wavelength at that point, but he has passion. Our politicians don't have passion for us, folks. More on the speaker when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Your next project is going to be Top 10 Most Hilarious Kathy Griffin Jokes. All right, look, I have an idea. Let's call my brother. He is an expert in comedy. He literally knows every single comic who has ever landed a joke. And if there is a funny Kathy Griffin joke in existence, he will know where to find it. Let's call him. All right, fine. Let's try it.
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bubby, how's it going? Hey, bro, I need a big favor quick. I need you to direct me to the funniest Kathy Griffin comedy routines that you've ever seen.
Sorry, Kathy who?
Kathy Griffin, you know, the super busted redhead who has an unhealthy obsession with Bristol Palin. You know, she brags about being a cokehead.
Never heard of her.
Oh, come on, dude, you know who I'm talking about. She used to do the CNN New Year's special before she got canned for doing a photo shoot of her holding President Trump's bloody decapitated head.
I thought that was Carrot Top.
Cause my sex junk, it's so much more than either.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, civility has been lynched by the leftist. That's right, lynched. I said it. I hearken back to the days of the rope around the black man's neck and the Democrats saying, pull! as the executioner moved the horse or pulled the lever or whatever, but you know what I'm talking about. Leftists love to lynch. That should be their mantra. We love to lynch. Leftists, we love to lynch. A friend of mine wrote this. I'm glad to see congressional nonpartisans speaking about let's rethink how D.C. talks. I agree. Perhaps that will make the public rethink how we talk and media. So Dems, LOL, need to stop accusing us of making people die on new health care. No more presidential beheadings. No more public plays in the name of the art of killing Trump in the name of Shakespeare. Are you going to be on Fox to discuss? I don't think so. I won't be discussing civility of the leftists. And one guy speaking out going, you know, I would really like to see us come together. Let me just explain to you folks. Have you ever heard a leftist call for civility after something they associate with conservatives? Ever. Dylann Roof shot up a black church. They said Dylann Roof was a conservative because he had a Confederate flag. That no more makes him conservative than if he puts jelly on toast. But when they associated him with conservatives because of the Confederate flag, there were no calls for civility. The only calls for civility came from the church members themselves who said, you know what, we're not going to buy into the devastation that typically occurs with this. We forgive him, blah, blah, blah. Outside of that, there were no calls for civility. Hey, y'all, look, even if Dylann is a conservative, how about we all be civil in our, you know, discussion of him? No, they demonize this fool, and rightfully so, for the record, but he wasn't conservative. The guy who shot Giffords was wrongly associated with conservatives, but there were no calls for civility. What they called for was gun control. That's right. Timothy McVeigh is credited with being a conservative because supposedly he was part of a militia group or something. And whether he was or he wasn't, I don't care what his affiliation was. There were no calls of civility after he bombed the building in Oklahoma City. And we didn't even ask for it. We wanted him prosecuted to the letter of the law. But Muslims strike in San Bernardino, kill a dozen people or so. They strike in Orlando, kill dozens of gay people. They plant bombs at the Boston Marathon and elsewhere, commit mayhem and carnage. And the first thing the left wants is civility, followed closely by tolerance. What are you talking about? There is no civility or tolerance on the left. They want you to believe that they really care. You know, let's all kumbaya and come together. No, a leftist targeted Republicans at a baseball game, living life. And they want you to be civil. They a bit more want, they don't want civility any more than the devil wants, you know, the world to be a peaceful and loving place. Look, when you think about conservatives and what happens in the wake of tragedies and all that, we aren't making fun. When this guy shot these people, these Republicans, this knucklehead Hodgkinson, shot Republicans at this event, I wasn't like, nanny, 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 look at what he did. I was more like, holy crap, you know, look at the car, look at what these families now have to deal with. Let's pray first that everybody's safe. If he had shot up Democrats, I would have felt no different. Let's say he got it wrong. And it turned out he was a Bernie guy and he shot up the Democrats. Outside of the sheer irony of it, the funny aspect of that, that I would have covered at some point, no lie, I would have been like, I hope these people are okay. I hope that somehow their families are okay. That because let's face it, there are lots of other people involved than the lecherous leftists who were killed. The very same people who booed Donald Trump at their baseball game. And who CNN reported, oh, well, geez, they all took a knee. All the Democrats met in the middle and took a knee and prayed. I mean, yeah, sure they did. There were no Republicans praying, right? Oh, that's right. We're sorry. Yeah, there were Republicans praying in that mosh pit as well. And, you know, the idea of a Democrat praying, what a joke. Because they can try to fool me with their pious, you know, we feel so bad and God will look down upon these people. Don't try to fool me. They don't care one ounce about God. And let me tell you, if a Democrat tells you that they are a Christian, they are the biggest hypocrite on the planet. Biggest hypocrite. You can't be a Democrat and be a Christian. I'm sorry to tell you that. I know that that makes a lot of people feel bad. And many of you are like, come on, Kevin, anyone can be a Christian. No, you cannot. I'm not saying that you can't be a sinner and be a Christian. I'm not saying that at all. Because if that's the case, none of us could be. You know, we're not worthy. But you can't be a Democrats booed God. Democrats want God out of things. And if you support that party, that's what you support. You cannot be of God and say, I want him gone. I feel like I'm preaching right now. You cannot say that you are of the Lord and then you want him gone. Now, see, that sounded more preachy, didn't it? We need to get a TV show and get that 1-800 number, you know, people go 1-800-DONATE, you know, get care of a plane. Democrats trying to fake, trying to front. And then, and in no offense to the person that wrote me this note, let's rethink how D.C. talks. Hey, let's rethink what liberals do. We don't have to rethink what we do or what we say. We aren't out there trying to cut people's heads off and hold them up on stage. We're not out there making plays about killing the president and doing art. There's a sculptor that did a thing on Trump being crucified. Then he dumps the crucified Trump into urine. Really? We need to rethink civility? How about these pukes rethink civility? They are the most uncivilized people on the planet. Don't talk to me about rethinking civility with a leftist.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Another group leading similar efforts in Michigan, Minnesota, and Oregon has thus far failed. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country was hit by another massive barrage of Russian cruise missiles and drones overnight, killing at least 18 civilians. 8 people are being treated or recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California. The waves swept as many as 20 people off the beach. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted today along much of the West Coast. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You have a favorite Christmas gift? Something you remember as a kid that just sticks in your brain? I have one. There's a reason why I ask. I remember, I got marbles one time. And, of course, that's what poor kids get. You get cheap stuff. So here's what I would get. I would get a water gun. I remember getting a water gun. You know, those cheap water guns that you couldn't even really fill them up because you had to make the water run right into the little bitty hole, and you plug the hole at the very end, and it leaked. The water gun leaked, and it would squirt maybe 6 feet if you were lucky. And I would say you'd get, what, 10 squirts? See, the kids today, my producers are looking at me like, what are you talking about? Because they got super soakers. These things will shoot 30, 40 feet, and they'll put your eye out. But when I was a kid, you got this little leaky water gun that you had to squirt quick because it would leak out on you. And then it was very bad plastic, so they broke easily. I mean, I could just go on. But I remember getting that water gun. And then they had this gun. You might remember this one. It had disc. And you load these discs in, and boom, you shoot it, and the disc would fly across the room. And they got rid of those because I guess babies would swallow the disc. But those were fun. And my brother got one of those for Christmas, and I got one that went, rear, 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 you know, like you'd have to go, I got you. But his, when he hit you, he knew you got hit. You knew it. But with mine, you didn't. It would just go, but it would light up. You remember that one? It was noisy. But those weren't my favorite, anywhere close to my favorite gifts, even though I did like the gun that shot. This was before Nerfs. And even people didn't know what Nerf guns are. The Nerf guns today look like, I mean, you could go to war in Afghanistan with the Nerf guns they made today. The Nerf guns they made when I was a kid, shoot. And they were junk. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What was your favorite gift? I remember a friend of mine, a girl, got an Easy Bake Oven, and I was like, man, that is too cool, because she could make a brownie. And, of course, it only made it with an incandescent bulb that was hot as heck. And I remember when she pulled that brownie out, it was, like, raw in places, but it was still cool. It was like she could actually, you know, I like the toy that could do something. I got Lincoln Logs one time. You remember Lincoln Logs? I got Lincoln Logs. Didn't take you long to lose them. You could build one. I mean, you could build multiple cabins, but I wasn't very creative. I just built what was on the box. What was your favorite toy, though? I know mine. I can tell you. I used to get a spinning top. You remember the spinning top? But not, I don't know. Now they had those. You remember the tops? I used to buy these for my youngest son, where you pull this, like a drawstring, except it was plastic, and then these things would fight it out in the middle like battle bots. But it was cool. And my kid, he had a bunch of them. And they weren't cheap. They were good little toys. But it had an arena and everything, man. When we did spinning tops, you had to wind that string around the top, and you take it, and you'd whip it, and then it would go onto the ground and start spinning, and it had almost like a nail on it, or like a ballpoint pen type thing, but it was like a nail. And that's what it spun on. And of course, the nail would wear down and you couldn't use the top anymore. But I mean, if you threw that thing at somebody or you missed, it was a projectile. That was not my favorite toy. What was your favorite toy? Speaking of marbles, when we would do, mine isn't marbles, by the way, but when we would do marbles, you remember you had the little marbles, the super little, then you had the regular ones that are kind of regular size, then you had the big one. And then I remember getting a big one. The big one was the coolest. It was like, whoa. You know, when you get the jumbos, because when you were playing marbles, the more mass you had, the more you were likely to hit something else. So I love the big ones. But we would go outside and play with marbles, and you remember you dug holes on each corner, and it was like playing baseball. One in the middle, you start in the middle, you'd go to the hole, then the next hole, next hole, next hole. And, you know, you had to do it straight. And, of course, the ground's all, you know, it's bumpy and all that. But, yeah, that's what I did. I played, I mean, out in the street all day in the sun, getting filthy, dirty, digging up dirt holes. What was your favorite toy? My favorite toy, I don't even know if you'll remember this. I think it was called Hot, it was a zip car. It's the best way to describe it. Thing was about a foot long and I'd say 3 inches wide with the wheels. And you'd put the zip cord in the middle of it and you go zzz, and you pull it and you put that little sucker on the ground and it would just zzz, I mean it would take off. I think it could go 15, 20 miles an hour. Now, what I would like better than that when I was a kid, and every now and then I would get something, nothing close to that. That was by far my favorite toy. Mine was a light blue. I can see it. I can see me playing with it as if I'm on Hayes Street right now, in exactly the moment when I took it over across the street, because we had shot marbles across the street, and I had my toy, and I wanted to show it to my buddy. Do you know how well I took care of that thing like it was my precious? Oh, my goodness. I forget what it was called, but because I don't know how even long the season lasted, but that was the coolest car. And the only thing I'd call it a zip car. And I'm sure people out there recognize what I'm talking about. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We were talking about, so what brought all this up, I was talking to some on a radio show. And, you know, normally I do a hit and we're talking about politics. And I was telling him, I said, you know, this time of year, I want to go back and be nostalgic and remember those times when my grandmother would open all those gifts. And I remember the years I got the presents I'd gotten. And I just went through most of them. The majority of my presents were things that I needed. And I'm sure that's not different than many of the people that are listening to the show. Most of us didn't grow up rich, maybe middle class. If you were lucky, upper middle class. But the majority of the people listening were just middle class, probably lower middle class. I don't think many of us would consider ourselves poor, even though I was. But that's what I remember. And anyway, we were talking about it, being nostalgic. And I said, I would get shoes. I'd get some shorts. Or pants, but it was all things I needed and that one iconic gift that I could remember. And that gift was so important. It was one. I mean, my kids, we have Christmas, of course, and then my youngest son's birthday is December the 29th. So he's got Christmas and a birthday right back to back. And you're just going, geez, man. You know, I mean, do you really even feel like you have a birthday? He doesn't. Or even New Year's. He doesn't feel like he's celebrating New Year's. It's kind of a rough period. Ironically, his girlfriend's birthday is one day before. They're literally separated by a day. But here's what I want to talk about. So we would get shoes, socks, underwear, some T-shirts, things like that for Christmas. But I was telling somebody, I got Converse tennis shoes one time in my life. You would have thought that I hit the lottery, because my grandparents, we couldn't afford Converses. Converses was like 20 bucks. But my grandparents saved up. I used to get $2 tennis shoes, and I would wait and go get them right before my ball game, because they were my basketball shoes. And people think I'm kidding, but it's a true story. The shoes that I got had enough rubber on them that when you made maybe two cuts on them on a basketball court, the rubber was gone. They were toast. And the rest of the time, you were sliding out there like you were James Brown in concert. Hey! You couldn't guard. You couldn't. It was so funny. And it was like, literally, it was like being on Teflon. And if somebody made a cut, they call it breaking your ankles, man, you couldn't keep up. So I would be on my tiptoes trying to keep and run. I should have just played in without any shoes at this point. But I got these Converses. This one year, my grandparents go, well, because I remember complaining, go, I can't play. They were like, well, baby, you look like you couldn't get move around. I couldn't move around out there. So my grandmother goes, okay. So it probably took us 2 years, but she got me regular Converses, which were, I felt like I was a god. And by the way, this was before there was Adidas and all these other shoes and Nikes. So I get these shoes on and it's like, oh, I can cut, I can stop. Man, I was unstoppable. So I wear these shoes and this is during my growth spurt period. I'm wearing these shoes. They're getting tighter and tighter and tighter to the point where my toes are curled up and you can see the shape of my toe at the top of the shoe. So anyway, I'm telling you what I did. Those shoes still had rubber on the bottom. I cut the toe off of those shoes and still wore them at least another 6 months. And I joked with my friends. I said, you know, when you're rich, your parents go to the store and they go, oh, he's a nine. And the clerk brings out nines, maybe nine and a halves. When you're poor, your foot is an eight. My grandmother would say, all right, get him some tens and some ten and a halves. They had to anticipate the foot growth because you weren't getting shoes for a long time. Trust me, on them Converses, I wasn't getting shoes for a long time. Anyway, glad to share a couple memories with you. This is the kind of stuff we talk about on the backstage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Leftist scientists have declared a theory, a wacky theory, that I don't even know how to respond. Well, I do know how to respond to it. It's a theory that involves Christians. See, the left attempt to dismiss religious beliefs as irrelevant when it comes to Christianity. Now, they will support, you know, Muslims' nonsense, but they won't support ours. And researchers apparently have found a new label for those who have the temerity, folks, the good sense, the intelligence to believe in a higher power. Now, look, I don't care whether you believe in a higher power or not. That's between you and your not God. But I can tell you, in my life, undoubtedly, God exists. I have no problem saying that. I'm not one of these Bible thumpers that gets out there and starts, you know, Philippians 4:13. Listen, turn your Bibles to... I'm not that guy. My brother is. He's a theologian. When we talk, he can tell you exactly where to go for Scripture. It's really cool that somebody has that type of ability. I don't, my brain cells don't go to work like that. Now, could I learn it? Probably, but it would take a lot of work. And then for what? For me to impart what I think is basic knowledge? And also, now that we have the internet, you could just say, I want to, all the places where the Bible talks about serpents. And they'll give you every piece of scripture where the Bible talks about serpents. Or meaning, the meaning of life. Get the Bible, explains the meaning of life. Somebody will give it to you, and they'll tell you how, you know, the simplified version, so you really understand it. And then if you really want, if you're a theologian, you can say, no, I want the real deal version of it. And it, you can go back to the oldest of Bibles and have it, you know, non-trans. You can go to Greek if you want. I mean, that's taking it serious. And the thing there, if you do go through all those translations, is somebody will say, well, you know, you need to know the origin because man has sort of put his spin on it. Man's put his spin on it, no doubt. But you still know inherently to yourself, is this really something God would say or do? You know, you kind of know. And I don't want to dissuade anybody from taking their Bibles and learning and really understanding it and studying it every day. I actually admire people that do that. I see people from time to time in the airport with, you know, highlighters, and they've got little, those little marker, you know, those little things that you put to know where you left off, not bookmarks, but, you know, the little things where they're going to go back and look at that scripture and understand it. And I think there is something to be said for knowing, you know, that Corinthians was a building or, you know, a church or something like this. And so you can put it in perspective. So if someone says 2 Corinthians, like Donald Trump, you know what they mean. But I find this theory pretty interesting, that these scientists have a new term to describe people who believe in a higher power, and they call us mentally unstable. The term mental instability was used to describe you, who may very well be a Christ follower. Leftists who regularly refuse to have their beliefs challenged use science to label the religious. So let's be clear. This is an attack on Christianity, because they would never do that with a Muslim. So the leftists claim Christians need counseling, get this, or medication in order to deal with our ailment of a belief in God. This is a study at Northwestern University, claims to know what Christians suffer. They claim that we may suffer from, here it comes, brain damage. See, apparently there's a part of the brain that links to increased religious fundamentalism. Now, I'm not sure about fundamentalism. How about it's linked to religious? What if it's not fundamental? What if it's beyond fundamental? It's not rudimentary. It's actually something bigger. I love when you're a religious fundamentalist, like you go back to the beginning. John Grafman analyzed data from Vietnam War veterans to explain, quote, lesions in the ventromedial prefrontal cortex reduced cognitive flexibility. As the saying goes, there are no atheists in the foxholes. So why not test war-hardened, God-fearing vets? Because let me tell you something. When you are getting fired at and you are in a, you know, some sort of an offensive where 7.62 millimeter bullets are headed your way, you very well may be praying to something. Whether you want to call it God or whatever is irrelevant. But they said, you know, that these people, these vets, had lesions in the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, and it reduced their cognitive flexibility. Don't you love all the use of these big words? Which essentially said they had some sort of a brain damage that didn't let them think as quickly as they needed to. Unbelievable. So the lack of flexibility seems to provide the conclusion to which this study arrived, which is, well, they're brain damaged because of their belief in God. And the only reason why I figured they chose these vets is because these vets said, oh, yeah, you know, I wasn't that religious when I went to war. But when those little Vietnamese started shooting at me, I found my religion very quickly. Now, ironically, conservatives didn't need to study leftists to come to the very same conclusion. And I will repeat, lesions in the ventromedial prefrontal cortex reduces their cognitive flexibility. For example, leftists' undying belief in Barack Obama show an amazing delusion. That's, you want to talk about religious fundamentalism? That's going back to the beginning. Now, the study says the fundamentalists self-identified as, quote, adhering to a set of firm religious beliefs which promote unassailable truths. So, for example, thou shalt not kill. That is an unassailable truth. You shouldn't kill. Do we kill? We absolutely do. We kill in self-defense. We can rationalize it, but theoretically, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. If you get really hungry, should you steal? No. You should ask, but maybe they didn't give it to you, and you're starving, and maybe you're going to die. Can you rationalize it? Sure, you can. But we're not flexible. Interesting to me, anyway. Fundamentalism, a rigidity and an inflexibility in one's beliefs. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you've just been inflexible? And let me ask you this. Have you evolved with gays over the past 20 years? And I'm not talking about the trick, that the ruse of you got to accept the LGBTQs or whatever. I'm talking about you as a person. Did you just, somebody in your family maybe. Have you evolved over maybe interracial marriage, things like that? That maybe you were more dogmatically against at some point, and then you say, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. You have proven flexibility in so many ways. You know, you look like a ballerina. But they say you're mentally unstable. See, conservatives believe in God, pure and simple. God reveals himself everywhere. Only leftists are too blind to see him. And here's another little tidbit. Christians know that God never fails. He's opening things up to you. He's giving you, things to look at. He's giving you experiences that are going to change your mind and going to mold you into things as you move on through life. But atheism believes in nothing, while humanism glorifies man over any god. So my question is, why aren't they studying atheism and humanism and the leftist belief systems to see how many mentally unstable leftist fundamentalists walk the earth? Or is it just Bible believers that they have a problem with? See, America's in the middle of an epidemic of secular alt-left thugs. And these groups of people, they use their need for political debate, free spaces. They don't want to debate us. And they justify violence against political opponents, yet they say we're the ones rigid in our views. Network News almost weekly reports on violence by leftists against conservatives, and they act like we're the ones with the problem. Leftists fight for the planet in their religion called environmentalism, and I'm just using this one as an example. These people believe they must protect an orb with a circumference of 22,000 miles. Only leftists can protect a body that creates hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, volcanic explosions, and such. I mean, stuff more powerful, they can do nothing to influence in any way, shape, or form. The same people who profess to the religion dedicated to climate change are too idiotic to admit that climate change is nothing more than weather. Climate deniers are listed in some quasi-formal category of mental health disorders. If you're critical of globalists, then that's a mental problem too. So if you have supported Donald Trump, you have been labeled from kingdom come, here to kingdom come. And there are plenty of other mental health related phobias that the leftists have used on us. Things like racism and xenophobia and homophobia and so on. Leftists project their fears on conservatives and claim it is we who have the problem. And what's really funny is once religion is formally recognized as a mental disorder, the left will demand funding to search for a cure. You can bet only they're going to have the cure.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.